This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma only reaffirms Nepal's commitment to revitalizing South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC. Christmas Day being observed today, President Ramchandra Paudel says festival helped further strengthen national unity. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says task force will soon be formed to amend the constitution. And 12 people die in Turkey ammunition factory blast. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stated that Nepal has been making efforts to reactivate the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC. The Prime Minister made the remark during a courtesy call by Pakistan's ambassador to Nepal, Abrar H. Hasmi, at Balwatar yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, they discussed various aspects of bilateral relations, including enhancing cooperation in trade, tourism, agriculture, renewable energy, disaster management, education and culture. The Pakistani ambassador in turn expressed Pakistan's readiness to host the SARC summit. He also conveyed that Pakistan is eager to expand cooperation with Nepal on various issues in the future. The Christian community is celebrating Christmas Day today to commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ, the founder of Christianity. Jesus Christ is believed to have been born in Bethlehem, Israel, some 2024 years ago today on December 25. Christians believe that Jesus Christ was born to Lady Mariam and the angel forecasted the birth of Jesus for the rescue of human beings. They have a belief that Jesus sacrificed himself to liberate people from injustice, excesses and discrimination. As per the tradition, on December 25 every year, Christians offer prayers and adoration to Jesus after drinking crepe juice and cutting cakes. Tamil, Bauda, Pokhara, Sauraha and other tourist destinations in the country see a large footfall of people today to celebrate the Christmas festival. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Paudel has extended best wishes for happiness, peace and good health on the occasion of Christmas Day. In his message, the President has also expressed the confidence that such festivals would further strengthen and consolidate national unity. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav has also expressed his best wishes on the occasion. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak says a task force will soon be formed to amend the constitution and the government is preparing for it. Speaking at the 9th National Conference of the Nepal National Dalit Welfare Organization yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak reiterated that the constitution would be amended through consensus among all parties. He further stated that the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML will each form separate task forces in the coming days to carry out the necessary work for the amendment. The Home Minister clarified that the amendment is intended to strengthen the constitution, not to undermine inclusiveness. Speaker Devaraj Khemere stated that no laws restricting press freedom will be enacted. In his address at a ceremony to present certificates to the newly elected office bearers of the Federation of Nepali Journalists in Kathmandu yesterday, the speaker affirmed his commitment to strengthening press freedom. He emphasized that no laws will be introduced that undermine the principles and practices of a free press. Similarly, the newly elected chair of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Nirmala Sharma, pleased to advocate for press freedom and work towards securing the professional rights and safety of journalists. An understanding has been reached to segregate the Bir Hospital and Nepal Academy of Health Sciences. In a meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Commission House of Representatives yesterday, the agreement was reached to separate the two entities in the future. The meeting took place at the Singh Darbar over the bill to amend the National Academy of Medical Sciences 2006. The Nepali Embassy in Thailand has rescued five Nepali nationals from Mawardi of Myanmar. Four men were sent back to Nepal a week ago with the assistance of Thailand's government agency, IOM, and various non-governmental organizations. A woman was also repatriated to Nepal on Tuesday. The Nepali embassy in Thailand has urged all Nepali citizens to adhere to government procedures and obtain labor permits rather than falling victim to the false promises of manpower agencies that assure jobs in Cambodia, Laos, and Thailand. The entire domestic flight service of national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC, has come to a standstill due to a lack of aircraft. The NAC's domestic flights are off now after the only twin otter plane of the NAC was grounded. Presently, the NAC has two twin otter planes and one of them has been grounded for the last 7 months. Spokesperson of NAC Ramesh Paudel said that the domestic flights could not take place from Sunday due to technical issues. Spokesperson Paudel said that flight service would be resumed soon by fixing the technical glitches, though it was grounded for some time. The NAC was making its flights to the airports in the remote districts being based in Kathmandu and regional hubs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The stakeholders have underlined the need for making transitional justice victim-friendly and result-oriented. During a discussion program on state of transitional justice and a way ahead organized by the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, yesterday, the speakers said the debate on transitional justice must not be centered in Kathmandu but should be discussed widely by making aware those suffering in the conflict. NHRC member Surya Prasad Tungyal said NHRC was working effectively in a bid to ensure justice to the conflict victims. Member Tungyal also reminded that NHRC works in favor of the victim, which is a universal concept. Also, when the state shies away from its responsibilities, NHRC prods it to be responsible and friendly to the victims. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shai Thakuri has said the stalled construction of the National Geological Park at Surya Binayak Bhaktapur would be pursued in a special way. Addressing the face-to-face program organized by the Nepal Press Society yesterday, Minister Thakuri said the ministry will make a special decision for continuing the park construction works. The minister asserted that he will work seriously to build an international standard park, allocating approximately 1 billion rupees budget for this purpose in the next fiscal year. Suggesting taking this project as a mega project, lawmaker Durlabh Thapa said the National Geological Park will provide big support for tourism promotion in the country and urged the government to complete this project at the earliest. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. An explosion at an ammunition and explosives factory in northwest Turkey has killed at least 12 people and injured 4 others. The BBC quoted the governor of the city, Balıkesir İsmail Öztürklü, as saying the blast happened at 8:25 a.m. local time in the capsule production section. Turkey's interior minister, Ali Yerliyekaya, said the cause was not yet clear but that authorities had ruled out sabotage. According to the officials, fire crews were sent to deal with the blaze and health and security units were dispatched to the areas. Justice Minister Yilmaz Tunk has assured that an investigation has been launched into the circumstances that led to the blast. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. With the general influence of westerly winds and the western low pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. The Kathmandu Valley and some parts of the country received light rain last evening. Meteorologist Meen Kumar Arial said there will be a gradual improvement in the weather from today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaffirms Nepal's commitment to revitalizing South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC. Christmas Day being observed today, President Ramchandra Podel says festivals help further strengthen national unity. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says task force will soon be formed to amend the constitution. And 12 people die in Turkey ammunition factory blast. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.